Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Hi, lovely listeners. It's your host, Mel Barrett, and I have a quick update and a call to action for you. For those of you who have listened to the first season of the In-Between podcast, Live Free or Die, and have paid attention to the updates on the Pamela Smart case, you'll recall I discussed the political nature of this case in New Hampshire. I'm not sure folks understand the depth of what I'm talking about, but I have a pretty good example to clarify. I get Google alerts for Pamela Smart almost every day. But over the weekend, I got one that, when I glanced at it, it didn't make much sense to me. Here's the headline of the article. Republicans pass parental rights bill as Democrats allege children will be harmed, written by Ethan DeWitt for the New Hampshire Bulletin. I was confused, but scanned the article just in case there was something pertinent to Pam Smart's case. Here's what I found. This is a summary of the article. So the New Hampshire House and Senate passed three parental rights bills on Thursday, with HB 10 headed to Governor Ayotte's desk, and SB 72 and SB 96 still awaiting Senate approval. The bills would give parents broad access to information about their child's school life and require teachers to respond to parental inquiries. SB 96 adds penalties for non-compliant teachers, including possible license suspension. Republicans say the bills affirm parents' rights to direct their children's upbringing. Democrats warn they could force teachers to disclose sensitive info, like a child's sexual orientation, against the child's wishes and could erode trust and safety in schools. A key dispute is the legal standard HB 10/SB 72, that the legal standard for the bills require, quote unquote, clear and convincing evidence of potential harm to withhold info, while SB 96 uses a lower, quote-unquote, reasonable belief standard, but only applies to serious physical threats, not to emotional harm. I'm not going to weigh in on the new laws in New Hampshire, though I assume if you're here and listening to my thoughts and opinions week in and week out, you know where I stand on these issues. What caught my attention is a direct quote from a Republican representative, Deborah DeSimone, of Atkinson, New Hampshire. Quote, Republicans argued that in most cases, a child's parent is the best person to receive sensitive information about their children, not a teacher, end quote. And Deborah DeSimone added, quote, if I know that most parents are way more trustworthy than teachers like Pamela Smart, then I will vote to pass this bill as amended, end quote. 35 years later, a member of the New Hampshire House of Representatives is invoking Pamela Smart and using her as an example of a teacher who shouldn't be trusted. The author of the article doesn't correct DeSimone and goes on to describe Pam Smart as, quote, a former high school employee convicted in 1991 for killing her husband, end quote. I know this looks sort of inconsequential, but I've found that these microaggressions add up. A representative of the New Hampshire House brings Pamela Smart up out of whole cloth when she has nothing to do with these bills, and it's not the first time. What is New Hampshire so afraid of, and why are they so obsessed with Pamela Smart? As for DeSimone, she isn't from New Hampshire. She grew up in Malden, Massachusetts. She has been a representative in the New Hampshire House for 9 terms and was reelected in 2024. She has served as the tax collector of the town of Atkinson and the chair of Family Mediation Juvenile Services. She is also vice chair of the Children and Family Law Committee. I'll link to DeSimone's New Hampshire representative bio page in the show notes. So here's my call to action. One of the reasons I chose to tell this story is to get as many ears as possible on a case that I feel has never been told in a truthful way. From the National Enquirer to Bill Spencer to WMUR News and to now Representative Deborah DeSimone and the many like her who choose to invoke Pamela Smart's name decades after she was convicted and the lie that she was a teacher. I know it seems small, but after 35 years, this adds up. My call to action is this. At the very least, please touch base with Ethan DeWitt with the New Hampshire Bulletin and let him know that he needs to correct his article and or please contact Representative DeSimone's office and let her know what you think of her behavior on the floor. At the most, contact Governor Kelly Ayotte's office and let her know that there is a difference between a pardon and a commutation, and she should let the process play out before jumping ahead of the committee and making a decision on a human being's life. I'll be diving into more calls to action in the future, but let's start here. Email, call, make your voice heard. The only way New Hampshire will change is if we make enough noise. Lastly, imagine yourself in Pamela Smart's shoes, trying to go through the channels she was advised to by the state Supreme Court of New Hampshire and being turned away by the governor before her arguments are even heard, while a week later, a random representative of the government in a state you haven't lived in for 33 years invokes your name like the boogeyman. What would you want people to do? Do that. Thanks for listening, y'all. I'm mad as hell and sick of corruption. Speaking of corruption, my weekly recap of the Karen Reed trial comes out tomorrow, and in the meantime, you can catch me on the Readathon with Rebecca LaBoy. Links will be posted in the show notes. Keep on keeping on.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.